Hi everyone, this is just a quick heads up to stay safe on WhatsApp. Unfortunately, there are some people out there who may try to trick you into sharing sensitive information. Please remember that no one from StreamGlobe would ever ask you for codes or numbers. Also, if you're on any of our StreamGlobe WhatsApp groups, if you receive any unsolicited messages from a member of your WhatsApp group, don't panic. Don't leave the group. Simply block and report such a person to WhatsApp using the report option. They won't be able to send you messages again, and WhatsApp will take appropriate action to prevent this from happening to others. Such people will most likely be eventually banned by WhatsApp. So please be careful as you use WhatsApp, and remember to forward StreamGlobe Devotional to your friends and contacts on WhatsApp.
Hello, and welcome to StreamGlobe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's StreamGlobe Devotional is titled Priority of the Word. Today's meditation was written by Adeolu Olumodeji. We shall be taking our Bible reading from Acts chapter 6, verse 2. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, It is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. I have just read from the King James Version. There came a time when the early church needed some more administration, especially in the distribution of food among brethren. The apostles weighed the options and decided their primary assignment must not change in the face of an emergency. They should never allow their devotion to God's word suffer by attending to even legitimate contingencies. A similar scenario played out at Bethany. Jesus was in the house of Mary and Martha. Martha thought cooking for the Lord was important and accused her sister, Mary, of not being helpful in that regard. But Mary, sitting at the Lord's feet, listening to God's word, was commended by the Lord. Jesus arbitrated between the two sisters this way. Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good path, which shall not be taken away from her. See Luke chapter 10, verse 41 to 42. Scriptures tell us that God magnifies his word above his name. See Psalm 138, verse 2. And he is committed to someone who trembles at his word. See Isaiah chapter 66, verse 1 to 2. The man who trembles at God's word will resist any activity, no matter how legitimate, that threatens his attention to God's word. We give priority to God's word in our lives when we observe a regular time of studying scriptures. We also do this by listening to spirit-filled servants of God and also obeying God's word when we know them. Go and do likewise today and always. Say this prayer confession. Lord, I put your word first in my life. I trust you to put my life in order. Amen. Our Bible reading plan for today shall be taken from Psalm 149 to Psalm 150. Now, this Bible reading plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The audio comes up next, Psalm 149 to Psalm 150.
Psalm 149.
Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of his faithful people. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Let the people of Zion be glad in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music to him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes delight in his people. He crowns the humble with victory. Let his faithful people rejoice in this honor and sing for joy on their beds. May the praise of God be in their mouths and a double-edged sword in their hands to inflict vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples, to bind their kings with fetters, their nobles with shackles of iron, to carry out the sentence written against them. This is the glory of all his faithful people. Praise the Lord.
Psalm 150.
Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and lyre. Praise him with timbrel and dancing. Praise him with the strings and pipe. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at streamglobe.org.